What's going on with your money? Let's find out. Paul Nolte is the Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Good morning, Paul. What are you making of the current economic numbers?
They were actually pretty good. The September, we're all the way up to September now, we're playing a catch-up game with the government shutdown and getting the economic data back in line. The expectation was for about 50,000 new jobs. We've got 119. The weekly jobless claims numbers pretty much in line with what we've seen historically. And I use the numbers prior to COVID. Those are pretty much in line. We get this morning, we'll get the PPI numbers. So we'll get a little glimpse of some of the inflation data. But commodity prices have been flat-ish over the last year or so. So we anticipate that the inflation data should be okay, still above the Fed's target, but okay. And then last week we got NVIDIA's earnings, and those are fabulous. Those are blowout numbers. So the market really has gotten everything it wants, but it's disappointed. Mm-hmm. And it's been down now. We had a good rally on Friday and yesterday, but for the most part, for the month of November, it's been a down month.
So what does that mean for the next Fed meeting, December 9th? What do you think they'll do?
You know, it's interesting when you talk to or when you listen to the various Fed governors, they're all over the board. But you're now getting a sense that they're thinking a little bit more about cutting rates in December, whereas that expectation had gotten down last week to 30%, it's back up over 50%. So it's back to kind of a coin flip. If you look at the jobs market and focus on the jobs data, you can argue that the job market is weakening. It is not weak. And if they focus strictly on the jobs data, with the announced layoffs and everything else, they can make a case to cut rates in December. Do they need to? Probably not, but I think they're going to make a case to do so and then probably sit on their hands for a couple months and see how things unfold.
As you point out in your newsletter, for the average consumer, lower inflation would be better than lower rates.
Yeah, because you don't see it. You know, the average consumer, obviously, going to the grocery store, going to the gas station, buying different things, lower interest rates really don't have an impact there. It doesn't even have an impact on your credit card. You know, credit card rates are grossly high, but a cut in interest rates doesn't change that. But if we're able to slow down or reverse a little bit the rate of price increases, we've seen it at the pump, but you're not necessarily seeing it at the store just yet. That, I think, has a bigger impact on consumers, and certainly psychologically it does as you go to the grocery store or you go buy stuff at the restaurants and et cetera. Mm-hmm. If you're spending money and you have a little bit left in your pocket, you feel a little bit better about what's going on, and higher prices tend to be a huge impact on consumer sentiment and consumer spending.
Yeah, for sure. And what about AI? Are we in an AI bubble? What's going on with that?
I asked ChatGPT and a GPT, and it said we were fine. to a certain extent, I think it is. You know, but again, does that mean that the market's going to crash tomorrow? No. What it means is that, in our view, there's been a tremendous amount of capital spent on data centers, et cetera. When is it all coming online? And once you build the data center and you plug in all the computers, you're going to have the energy to run it. And a lot of these projects are multi-years away. You're talking about 2030, 2033. You're not going to build a nuclear plant tomorrow to be able to plug in your data center. So a lot of the spend that's going on today, you're not going to realize revenue for a while. You're seeing a lot of debt being issued by these companies to raise the funds to build the data centers, buy the chips, et cetera. So I think the spend is much more than is needed, but we're not going to figure that out, I think, for probably another one to maybe three, 4 years. And it'd be at that point that you start to see a lot of those companies start to unravel and come back to more fair value than what you're seeing today.
So as AI goes, those stocks, as they go, so goes all of technology? Is that right?
I think so, because, absolutely, because you're looking at, AI-related names in the S&P 500 are close to 40% of the S&P. So those have been the driving force behind the rise in the S&P 500. They will be the driving force if they decline. They'll be the driving force behind the decline in the S&P 500. Now, that doesn't mean that the entire market falls apart. You still have 460, 70 names that can do very well in that environment. We're not economically dependent on AI to do well or to do poorly. There's still plenty of companies that are making, growing their revenue, paying dividends, generating cash, et cetera. So the world does not necessarily turn on AI. The stock market may turn on AI.
Paul Nolte, Murphy & Silvestre. Paul, we are thankful for your reports here every Tuesday and hope you and the family have a great holiday.
We will, and we'll try to keep the crazy uncle at bay.
That's the mission. Take care.